It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Glad we're back together again. Yes, when I came in today, I didn't have anything in my hands. No, but I already had something to show you right here. Yeah. This is an electronic musical instrument called a synthesizer. There are different levers here that make it sound like, that sounds like a flute. And that sounds like an oboe. You ever heard of a tuba? Does that sound a little like a tuba? Could you make that sound?
Pom, 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 pom.
If you hear well with your ears, then close your eyes and I'll play some of these different instruments and see if you can tell me what they are. Remember, this one sounded like the flute. And this one sounded like the oboe. And this one sounded like the tuba. Okay, close your eyes. What's this one sound like? Oboe. If somebody plays the real instrument, it's like a flute. Mm-hmm. And what about this one? Tuba. Yeah. Listen to this, something that you can do on this funny instrument. It's really playing with sounds, isn't it? Yeah. Grown-up people like to play. Sure. And if you look and listen carefully through this world, you'll find lots of things that are playful. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look and listen. Good to look carefully, listen carefully. That's the way you learn a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Do that, yeah. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. Oh, that's somebody knocking at the door. Let's see who it is. It's Mr. McFeely. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, and speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery? I don't think I ordered anything.
Well, I know that, and as you can see, I don't have anything in my hands.
Yes, so?
It's an outside person delivery.
Oh, there's someone out here waiting
yes,
for
us? Yes, come on out and you'll see who I have.
See who it is. Speedy delivery. Jay O'Callaghan.
Hello, Fred. How
so
are you?
So glad to see you.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
I think people are the best kind of deliveries.
I should say so, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Jay, see you around the neighborhood.
Yes, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Bye-bye.
Speedy delivery, Mr.
Speedy
McFeely.
Delivery to you.
Well, what brings you to our neighborhood?
Well, I'm telling stories in the schools.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'd like you to know my friend Jay O'Callaghan. He's a professional storyteller. Yeah. Would you tell him how you started telling stories?
Yes, I started with bedtime stories for my own children. My son, Teddy, was two, and I'd go in and tell a story for 3 minutes to 2 hours. And slowly I decided these were wonderful and began to tell them in schools, and now I'm telling them around the world.
Would you tell us one here?
I'd love to. I've been thinking about a story about bubbles, because I love bubbles. And I made up a pretend story about a bubble.
A pretend story about a bubble.
Well, this is it. Once there was a bubble. One fine day, a bubble did float down from the heavens. It came all the way down, and it sat there in a kingdom, and people began to say, look at the bubble. It's a wonderful bubble. It's as big as a horse. Bigger. They went around and around the bubble till there were children, old men and women. It's a bubble. It's a bubble. It's a great big bubble. It's a bubble. It's a bubble. It's a bubble. They had a wonderful time dancing until the king, he was a mean man. He cried from the edge of the forest, you fools, that's not a bubble. It's trouble. Oh, no, Your Majesty. Very good. It's a bubble, sir. It's a bubble. It's not a bubble. It's trouble, I told you. And the king took out his dagger that was like his nose, long and crooked. I'll show you that it's trouble and not a bubble. He lifted the dagger and stabbed the bubble. And suddenly there was trouble in the bubble, because the king was in the bubble and he couldn't get out of the bubble. Trouble, 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 because you can't rule a kingdom from a bubble. Get me out! They tried to get him out, but they couldn't get him out because the king said it was trouble. And then the king knelt and smiled his leer of a smile. He had three knights who could do anything. He said, knight number one, get me out of the trouble. It was then the first knight came forward. He was the great black knight with the magnificent lance. And as he rode forward, there was trouble in the bubble, because what if he stabbed the bubble and hit the king in the neck? Then there was trouble, trouble, trouble. But the king said, come on. So the knight rode forward as hard as he could and stabbed the bubble. And the lance flew into the air. And now there was trouble in the bubble, because the king was still in the bubble. And you can't rule a kingdom from a bubble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Knight number two. And the second knight came forward. He was the green knight. His hair was green. His eyes were green. His very teeth were green. But you only noticed his sword. It was so sharp, it cut the wind and made it bleed. And so there was trouble. What if he took the king's head off? The king said, come on. So the green knight sliced at the bubble, but the sword flew into the air. And now there was trouble in the bubble, because the king was still in the bubble, and you can't rule a kingdom from a bubble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Knight number three. Hurry, they cheered, for the third knight was enormous. He was the red knight. He dressed in red and fought only with a golden chain. They had seen him defeat armies with that chain. So there was trouble, for what if he did smash the bubble and hit the king? But the king said, come on. So the red knight lifted the mighty chain, and he did smite the bubble. The chain hit it and bounced off. And now there was trouble in the bubble, because the king was still in the bubble. And you can't rule a kingdom from a bubble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. It was then they all saw the three-year-old girl up on the hill. And the girl ran all the way down and came over to the bubble. What a beautiful bubble.
Her father said, oh, no, my daughter, it's not a bubble, it's trouble.
Oh, no, father, it's just a beautiful bubble.
It's not a bubble, it's trouble. The king says so.
Father, it's just a bubble. If you treat it like a bubble, it acts like a bubble. Watch. And the little girl reached out so slowly. And finally, she pinched the bubble, and it popped. See? Treat it like a bubble, and it acts like a bubble.
And that's the story of the bubble. That really wasn't trouble.
It was only a bubble.
Ah, bubble.
those bubbles.
Oh, thank you, Jay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you made up that story.
I did, yes.
For your own children.
Yes.
And the king treated it like trouble, so it was trouble.
So that's what he got.
And the little girl treated it like a bubble, and it was a bubble.
She got the beauty. I'm afraid I have to go. I'm due at the schools. I'll leave you with a bubble.
And the memory of a great big bubble.
Oh.
And a wonderful storyteller. Please come back.
I'd love to come back.
Thank you, Jay.
Bye.
Bye. Best to your family.
Thank you.
Come on, let's go inside. Oh, it takes a lot of practice to be able to tell stories that well. I think I'd like to try these bubbles. Let's get the trolley. Trolley? See some bubbles. Yeah. In fact, I think it'd be nice to have some bubble talk in the neighborhood of make-believe. What do you think? Let's do that. Trolley, bubble talk in make-believe.
Those are beautiful ones. Those are lovely.
Trolley?
Yes, but now try to make a bigger one and let it last. That's pretty good.
I'm sorry, King Friday. I can't seem to be able to make a big one, let alone let it last.
I just thought it would be lovely to have a bubble balcony here at the castle.
You mean have a bubble that would cover this entire balcony and have it stay there?
Yeah, that's correct. Wouldn't it be lovely?
I don't know. Whatever gave you that idea?
Oh, I heard a story in which a king got inside a bubble. I think that would be amusing.
But that story's just pretend, King Friday.
So are we, Handyman Negri.
So we are. And we should be able to make a bubble that will last.
Exactly. Oh, Miss Polificate, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty. Well, is this what you wanted?
What is that?
It's baloney. Isn't that what you wanted?
It most certainly is not. As a king, I never indulge in baloney.
But I heard that you wanted a baloney on the balcony.
Not at all.
There must be some mistake. The king wants a big bubble for the balcony.
Oh, a bubble. How lovely.
Have you ever blown bubbles, Miss Polificate?
Rarely.
Want to try?
I always try everything.
Very good. Let's see what kind of Oh, there's a nice one.
Oh, I almost forgot.
What is that?
Your Majesty, there's a telephone call for you.
Oh, from whom?
Reardon, your opera person.
Oh, Reardon calling me?
Yes, would you like to talk to him?
Of course. Yeah. Friday the 13th here. Yes, many conferences, very tight schedules. Yes, of course I would. Oh, I do think it would be lovely to have some bubbles. What do you think, Reardon? Yes, well, do come and we'll talk about it. Yes, tomorrow, that would be perfect. Oh, I'll find time for you. Yes. Farewell, then. Oh, very good. Prepare the neighborhood for a new opera, an opera with bubbles.
Oh, wonderful.
Would you like to be in the opera, Miss Polificate?
I'm a real-life telephone operator. I make telephone calls for the king.
Yes, but they may not need a telephone operator in this new opera.
I'm a real-life blower of beautiful bubbles. I blow beautiful bubbles for all.
Excellent. It sounds like you're ready to begin. Yes. Phone again.
Royal Castle, neighborhood of make-believe. Oh, it's for you, Handyman.
Oh, hello, Handyman Negri here. Oh, Lady Elaine, yes. What is it you'd like? Sure, yeah, I can come over. I'll be there in a little while. Okay, bye-bye.
You are both excused. Thank you, Miss Polificate, for the bologna. You may feed it to the elves out back.
Oh, bologna.
Exactly. Farewell.
Farewell.
I just love to sing in operas.
I think most people do.
Where are you, Handy? I called you seconds ago.
I'm coming, Lady Elaine. I'll be there in a few seconds.
Oh, there's so many duties in this neighborhood.
I'll say.
Well, farewell, Handyman Negri.
Farewell, Miss Polificate.
Okay, well, now, well, at last you're here.
Oh, what is it you want, Lady Elaine?
I want to play.
Oh, I'm afraid I don't have time to play right now.
I don't mean right now, Handy.
Oh?
I mean I want to play in the opera.
Oh, the opera, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, what would you like to be in the opera?
A hummingbird.
Oh, that should be nice.
I'm a ruby-throated hummingbird.
What would you do with bubbles?
I'd pop them. That's what I'd do. I'd pop them.
You're quite a bubble popper.
Be sure to tell Reardon now.
How did you know he was coming?
I look and listen carefully. If you will look carefully, listen carefully. There's a lot that you can learn carefully. Oh, don't I sing beautifully?
Lovely.
What do you want to be in the opera?
I really haven't thought about it.
Oh, well, I remember one time you were a bull.
Jobble, 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 jobble. Jobble, jobble, jobble.
That's right, you were Jobble. This time you could be a bubble.
Joe bubble, Joe bubble, Joe bubble, Joe. Could I be a bubble?
I don't know, but it could be fun, and Hildegard could pop you. Pop goes the bubble.
Who's Hildegard?
I will be Hildegard. Hildegard Hummingbird.
Well, what if Reardon has other ideas?
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm sure you can always use an extra hummingbird and some bubbles in any opera.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what he says.
Okay, Bubble. See you tomorrow. Okay.
Happiness to you, Hildegard Hummingbird. A beautiful, boisterous, blueberry make-believe bubble.
Excuse me, Handyman Negri.
Oh, Mr. Clements, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I was just coming over to ask if I could borrow your bubble-blowing equipment.
Of course, of course.
Thank you. I was talking with Daniel Tiger, and there's something I want to show him.
Certainly. Hey, did you know that Reardon's coming tomorrow to make a new opera?
Oh, good. I hope there's a part for me.
Oh. Lady Elaine wants to be a hummingbird.
Boy, that should be fun.
Yeah, and she thinks that I should be a bubble. Well, I don't know how I'd do that.
Anything's possible in make-believe.
That's what King Friday always says.
Okay, well, I better get this over to Daniel.
Okay. See you later.
Right on.
Did you get it?
Here it is.
Oh, good. Are you sure they'll look the same?
As sure as I can be. Let's just try.
Okay. Do you want to do it first?
Why don't you go first?
All right.
Oh, it's beautiful, Daniel.
Yeah, but they're not orange and black.
No, they're not.
Now you try.
Okay.
They look about the same as mine.
See what I mean? Mine weren't black, and yours weren't orange and black.
But we're different colors, you and I. Why are our bubbles the same?
Because bubbles don't have anything to do with the outside of us. It's our breath from the inside that helped make the bubbles.
Oh. Could I try one more?
Sure.
Mr. Clements?
Yes, Daniel?
Why is everybody so different on the outside and so similar on the inside?
I don't know. We do look very different, but we have many of the same feelings.
I get sad sometimes, do you?
Of course I do.
And I get really happy sometimes, do you?
I certainly do. And you know one of the reasons I'm happy right now?
Why?
Because I enjoy talking about serious things with you. And because I've just decided what I'd like to be in the opera.
What is it?
A porpoise.
Oh, you mean like a big fish?
Well, they do look like big fish. But you know, they're creatures like people. They need air to breathe, and they think and talk to one another. Porpoises are amazing creatures. I hope I can be one in the opera.
Well, anything is possible in make-believe.
That's right. I'd better get this back over to Handyman Negri. I enjoyed talking with you, Brother Tiger.
Thank you. I did too, Brother Porpoise. See you later.
I was just coming to see if you're through with the bubble equipment.
I was just bringing it back.
Oh, good. You know, I hope to be in the new opera.
What do you hope to be?
I'm a real live blower of beautiful bubbles. I blow beautiful bubbles for all.
A bubble blower?
That's it. What do you want to be?
I want to be a porpoise. But we'll have to wait till Reardon comes to really decide.
I guess so, but I'm excited.
So am I. Hi, trolley.
Pretty, aren't they? Bubbles don't last very long, but they're beautiful while they're here. What kind of story would you make up about bubbles and a hummingbird and a porpoise? And who do you think Reardon will want to be? Who would you be if you were writing an opera for you to play in? I think that's really fun to think about. You know, that's like making up stories. Yeah. And that you can do. We'll pretend more about that tomorrow. And you know what else? We need to think of something for Lady Aberlin to be in the opera. Because she likes to sing in operas, too. What are these that we take care of? We feed. Fish. See, that's part of our responsibility. Take care of the fish. No, I was just thinking. Every person, whether little or big, is a human being. And because we are human, there are many things that are alike about all of us. For instance, we all need to be loved. Everybody does. Every person that you see in this world needs to be loved. And the marvelous thing about being human is that while we're very much alike, each one of us is very different too. Isn't it great that we can care about one another the way we do? It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you
I like the way you are right now. The way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. The you that lives inside the you that people see is a very special person. And I'm glad to know that you're you, and nobody else is exactly like you, and never will be. Pretty soon time to go. Just like to play you a few little... For some reason that sounds like bubbles to me. It's a good feeling to be with you and know that we'll be together again tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. Be back tomorrow.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.